I was given a special honor about 2 weeks ago, and that's the honor of becoming an aunt again. My sister, my younger sister Danielle, gave birth to a baby boy. Now, thank you. Thank you. And of course, they chose his secular name, and she also gave me the honor of speaking with me about his Hebrew name and brainstorming. A beautiful instruction and a beautiful lesson and goal that this little boy would live with based on the giving of his name. So the name that they chose was Zeev Shimon. Thank you, I think it's beautiful. Zeev Shimon. So what Zeev means, it means brilliance or radiance. And it actually refers to the light that God fills the world with. And we sing about Zeev, this kind of light, this brilliance on Shabbat. We sing about it in Yiddi Nefesh during Kabbalat Shabbat. And we also see that same phrase, Zeev, actually this morning in El Adon. But it's interesting when you couple it with Shimon. So Shimon comes from, what does it sound like? Shema. It comes from Lishmoa, to hear, to listen. So when you put those two words together, you come up with not just a phrase, but I think an instruction. And that's to listen or hear God's brilliance in this world. Now, in a way, that might sound awkward. Because so many of us say, well, actually we see God's brilliance in this world. When we see a child standing up for another child, maybe one's bullying another, that's when we see God's brilliance in this world. When we see someone extending a hand to a stranger, that's when we witness, when we see God's brilliance in this world. So you have to ask yourself the question, how can we hear God's brilliance? When do we actually get a chance to listen for God's radiance in this often dark and lonely place? And I was reading a beautiful article by Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks. And he says that the first way that you can try to listen for God's brilliance in this world is by actively listening to another human being. Now think about that for a moment. Of course, we hear and listen all day long, but how many of us find ourselves nodding and smiling during a conversation, and about 5 minutes into it, you realize you have no idea what that person said? And you're even asked a question, and you have no idea how to respond because we weren't really listening. We were thinking about our own agendas, our own lists, our own worlds, and that is normal. That's every day for each of us. But he says when you are actively listening to another human being, then that's when you first begin to get a sense of God's essence in this world. And he points to two different examples. He says that King Solomon had a dream in which God visited him. And God said to Solomon, "What is it that you want from me? What is it that you wish?" And Solomon, in his wisdom, asks for a lev shomea, a listening heart, a heart of understanding, so that each time someone would come before him and he was asked to preside over their situation and to judge, he would be able to use his listening heart to discern between what was said and, this is the hard part, what was left unsaid. Rabbi Sacks says so many of us lack that lev shemoa. We lack that heart of understanding. And while each one of us often speaks and voices our opinion, it's rare. It's rare to find someone who's able to speak and listen at the same time. But then he points to an interesting example that happened in 2005. He said he had the opportunity to spend time with the royal family in Britain, and it was an interesting situation. The royal family had invited Holocaust survivors to the palace. The reason being, it was January 27th, 2005, the 60th anniversary of the liberation from Auschwitz. And what he writes is that the royal family is known for arriving on time and leaving on time. They don't come a minute earlier, and they will not leave a minute later. But what he found was truly beautiful, that each survivor had a story to tell, and the royal family refused to leave until each survivor told their story. And so the aides who were there and the staff members said this was unprecedented. They had never seen the royal family stay at an occasion late. Now, it wasn't 5 minutes late or half an hour. Over 2 hours later, the royal family was sitting there, listening, making sure to take in every detail of these stories. Because in these survivors, they were able to see the essence, the brilliance of God. It's a question that each one of us and a challenge that each one of us has to take for ourselves. How can we listen to another human being asking ourselves the question, how do I find God in their soul? Am I truly actively listening to their story so that I can see their inner brilliance, their inner radiance? Now, it's almost unfair, because I'll be reminded of this lesson every time I look at my nephew and I listen to his name, Zeev Shimon. I wish for each one of us that we are blessed with Zeev Shimon in our lives, the chance to listen for brilliance throughout the world and at the same time cultivate our Lev Shemoa, our heart of understanding. May each one of us have a listening heart and begin that active listening on this Shabbat. Amen.